The thing you have to understand about that crash, Ratwadi said, is that New York air traffic controllers are famous for being rude, aggressive, and bullying. They are also very good. They handle a phenomenal amount of traffic in a very constrained environment. There's a famous story about a pilot who got lost trafficking around JFK. You have no idea how easy it is to do that at JFK once you're on the ground. It's a maze. Anyway, a female controller got mad at him and said, "Stop. Don't do anything. Do not talk to me until I talk to you." And she just left him there. Finally, the pilot picks up the microphone and says, "Madam, was I married to you in a former life?" They are unbelievable. The way they look at it, it's, "I'm in control. Shut up and do what I say." They will snap at you. And if you don't like what they tell you to do, you have to snap back. And then they'll say, "All right then." But if you don't, they'll railroad you. I remember a British Airways flight was going into New York. They were being stuffed around by New York air traffic control. The British pilot said, "You people should go to Heathrow and learn how to control an airplane." It's all in the spirit. If you're not used to that sort of give and take, New York air traffic control can be very, very intimidating. And those Avianca guys were just intimidated by the rapid fire. It was impossible to imagine Ratwadi not making his case to Kennedy Air Traffic Control, not because he was obnoxious or pushy or had an enormous ego, but because he saw the world differently. If he needed help in the cockpit, he would wake up the second crew. If he thought Moscow was wrong, well, he would just go to Helsinki. And if Helsinki was going to bring him in with the wind, well, he was going to talk them into bringing him in against the wind. That morning, when they were leaving Helsinki, he had lined up the plane on the wrong runway, and his first officer had quickly pointed out the error. The memory made Ratwadi laugh. "Masse is Swiss. He was very happy to correct me. He was giving me shit the whole way back." Ratwadi continued, "All the guy had to do was tell the controller, 'We don't have the fuel to comply with what you are trying to do.' All they had to do was say, 'We can't do that. We have to land in the next 10 minutes. They weren't able to put that across to the controller. It was clear that Ratwadi was speaking carefully, because he was making the kind of cultural generalization that often leaves us uncomfortable. But what happened with Avianca was just so strange, so inexplicable, that it demanded a more complete explanation than simply that Klotz was incompetent and the captain was tired. There was something more profound, more structural going on in that cockpit. What if there was something about the pilots being Colombian that led to that crash? Look, no American pilot would put up with that. That's the thing," Ratwadi said. "They would just say, 'Listen, buddy, I have to land.'" In the 1960s and 1970s, the Dutch psychologist Gert Hofstede was working for the Human Resources Department of IBM's European headquarters. Hofstede's job was to travel the globe, interviewing employees, asking questions about things like how people solve problems and how they work together and what their attitudes were to authority. The questionnaires were long and involved, and over time Hofstede was able to develop an enormous database for analyzing the ways in which cultures differ from one another. Today, Hofstede's dimensions are one of the most widely used paradigms in cross-cultural psychology. Hofstede argued, for example, that cultures can be usefully distinguished according to how much they expect individuals to look after themselves. He called that the individualism-collectivism scale. The country that scores the highest on the individualism end of that scale is the United States. Not surprisingly, the United States is also the only industrialized country in the world that does not provide its citizens with universal health care. At the opposite end of that scale is Guatemala.